Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's a mission, it is a calling. We are down to 19 days before an election, which I consider to be a very pivotal election. Pivotal as in, where's the heart of America? Before we get started, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, for such a time as this, we bow before you. We bring all these burdens and all these problems to your throne, to your feet. We lay our sins at your feet. Father, we know that we are just a humble people, and our liberty and our freedoms all come from you. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy and for your forgiving love. Your loving ways, that you forgive us, that you wait for us to come. Just come, you say. And I will give you rest. And I will give you peace. And life more abundant. Father, we ask that you will continue to protect our president. He is out and about more and more every day, and the angers and the hates are all so real. Protect him and keep him safe. I thank you for the wisdom that Amy has shown, Judge Amy, as they have been ridiculing her. Today she will go through it one more time. Father, I pray that you will bind them up. Let their foolishness show to the people. And Father, we pray for those who do not know you. May something be said. May I say something, do something, encourage. Whatever it takes, Lord, to bring them back to you, or bring them to you. We need your wisdom, Father. We need your guidance. I ask that you will use CSE Talk Radio and that you will bless CSE Talk Radio. Bless my listeners. Bless my advertisers and my sponsors. Father, may they be blessings one to another. May they understand that to buy American is to protect this country. I know it's hard. It's very hard. Father, may they know that you are the supreme God. You are sovereign. And only you can set us free. Your truth, your way, your light. I believe you have put me here for such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, and I humbly turn it all over to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Really struggled this morning. I really started out early trying to get things down, what I wanted to say to you. I pulled out an article that someone else has written and I'm going to share with you. You remember Don Jans, the grandpa that's trying to save America for his grandchildren? I pulled it out. Oh, he sent it to me back in July. And I have not read it to you yet, but I've kept it. Perhaps today is the day we will share it. Well, who are we is my question today. Who are we, America? Who are we as America? 19 days and counting. As I reflect on all that I have heard this week, and we might talk about some of it, but you hear about it all. If you're watching Fox News, it's just nonstop. I had some other things that came across my desk this week that are very, very concerning. And unfortunately, not shocking. Which tells a whole lot. I'll share a little bit of it with you. I don't know the truth of it all. But there's another whistleblower with yet another huge corruption. But as I reflect on all that I've heard this week, what should I share with you? We the people. I call them patriots. That's you, that's me. We're deeply concerned about this nation. And others, are completely oblivious. I call them the complacent citizens. And yet there are others who are vicious and angry disruptors. I call them anarchists. I believe this election is pivotal. And why do I say that? What is it we're going to lose, Beth? What have we lost? We the people, the legal citizens of the United States, have been bamboozled for decades, truly over 100 years. The government has slowly but surely turned over our economy to the Federal Reserve, no longer responsible for the elected Congress, the world bankers are, implemented income tax and other taxes, Social Security, property, state. There's just so many. We have taxes on everything. Look at your phone bills. Created the IRS. Hey, new jobs, right? And we said government couldn't create jobs. With a confusing tax code that nobody can understand unless you've got a certain degree in a CPA and tax. Regulations, mandates, permits, fines, licenses. Taking over public education. Oh, that carrot on the string. You do this and we'll give you this little grant here. We'll give you some money. You can buy a new desk. You can buy computers. Conjured up separation of church and state. Must have a 501(c). I think that happened around 1954. Rudy and I were trying to look that up earlier today. A control tactic. That's all that is. It's a control tactic. Destroyed our currency by devaluing it and removing its gold standard. And like the proverbial frog in the pot, as the heat is slowly turned up, he enjoyed that bath until he became the soup. And no, I have a taste of frog soup. I heard it tastes like chicken, though. We the people didn't quite recognize where our elected officials were taking us. But even back then, 100 and some years ago, it was socialism. All right, back to November 3rd election. I'm going to use some quotes here. And I've shared them with you, and maybe you're going to roll your eyes around, but the wisdom of our founding fathers to know what they were thinking and just exactly what is they were trying to preserve and protect. Thomas Jefferson told us that the executive power in our government is not the only, perhaps not even the principal object of my solicitude. Now, the executive power is the president. The tyranny of the legislature, we're talking about Congress, both the House of Representatives and Senate. The tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared, and will continue to be so for many years to come. The tyranny of the executive power will come in its turn, oh yeah, but it will be at a more distant period. Just how much are you willing to take? And to continue to put up with America. Republic, democracy, socialism, communism. Remember my first question? What are we as America? I know you think I'm harping on these things too much. I do it all the time. But this is the difference between night and day. Independence and dependence. Freedom and slavery. Prosperity and poverty. In the past, I mentioned the term politics. It's been a long time ago. I had it scribbled down on a piece of paper, scrap paper, and I stumbled on it the other day, and I had not thrown it away. If you look at my office, you'll see I don't throw very many things away. Poly, as politics, means many. Ticks, of course, are bloodsuckers. And I wrote it down. P is for people. O is for obstructing. L is for liberty. I is for injuring. C is for citizens. S is for sovereignty. People obstructing liberty, injuring citizens, sovereignty. That's politics. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. CSC Talk Radio. We're trying so hard to bring America home. I hope you continue to listen. I have some things I really want to share with you. The next we're going to talk real briefly about sovereignty. What does that mean? That's pretty unique, isn't it? We'll be right back.
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
Ladies, Democrats are counting on your votes, but you cannot count on the Democrats. Socialism pushed by our Democrats is an economic theory proven to fail, characterized by state government ownership of businesses, property, and services. The state is in charge of production and distribution of all goods. Social programs and services cannot be offered to you unless they take your dollars and your choices away. Education will not be free. It will be controlled. No school choice. Healthcare will not be free or affordable. It will be controlled. Defunding our local police, disarming citizens, letting prisoners go free is the true existential threat to your safety and your family. President Donald Trump is not the enemy of the Republic. He is the enemy of the political elites and the Democrats, socialists, and the globalists. November 3rd, vote against every Democrat from dog catcher to senator. Vote for President Donald Trump. Let's restore our republic and bring America home. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to point out to you, and next Thursday I want you to understand that we're going to have Peggy Little on. She is going to talk to me about, and you, we're going to discuss the significance, the consequences of the changes that the Democrat Party are talking about and what they mean. You know, the Electoral College, the packing of the Supreme Court, the changing of the senators, the adding of states from D.C. D.C. is the District of Columbia, and it was to remain a neutral area. Making it a state will change that. But because they think they own it, the Democrats believe they will add to their quiver of senators in the Senate. So there are other things that they're wanting to change, and I've asked them to come on and talk to me about this, and so we will be doing that on Thursday. Do not miss Thursday's show. We have several other guests coming in next week that we will be talking with as well. Sovereignty, it's a unique word. We talked about that as we were heading into the break. Supreme power or authority, that's what sovereignty means. So when we say we serve a sovereign God, we say we have a sovereign nation, it means that it is all-powerful. As Christians, we serve a sovereign God. He is supreme. As a constitutional republic, you are to be considered sovereign. We, the people, are sovereign. God created man. Man created the state. The state created the federal government. The federal government is now attempting to remove God, rule over the state, control the men and women, and declare all power. Now stop and think about that. God created man. He's number one. Man created the state. Man is number two. The state is number three. And on the bottom of this totem pole is the federal government. We were never to have a large centralized government. And so now that large centralized government is trying to remove God, rule over the states, control man and woman, and declare all power for their own. The arrogance that comes out of D.C. is just absolutely sickening. Pelosi's, well, Blitzer did a pretty good job keeping a straight face, but her interview with Wolf Blitzer went nuts. She lost it. But she told you, if you were listening, what she thinks of you. And I don't care if you're a Democrat. Nancy Pelosi's in Congress, all of them, the Nancy Pelosi's, they believe you are nothing, except coming up election time. You don't have the right to know what we plan to do. Just vote for me. That's what Joe Biden says. You, we the people, don't have the right to know what he plans to do as president. He's just going to do it better than Trump, as he can barely find his way to the podium and back off a stage. I think I've described what we have already lost. But the problem is, like the frog, we hope to wake up and hop out of the boil before the boil begins. And that's what I fear about November 3rd. Well, we ain't going to hop out fast enough. I'm worried that now we are so used to relying on the social programs, for reasons I'm not quite sure, we trust the government to officials to fix our problems and mend our concerns, and not going to happen, my friend. The truth is, they've caused most of those ailments that plague us. Why is health care so high? Why is it so expensive? Why can't the post office make a living? Because they don't know what they're doing. Why do farmers, and I'm not talking against farmers, trust me here, why does everybody need subsidies? Why do we all need help? Why can't we make this economy run on its own? Why does government have to help it and subsidize it and fix it and tax it and grant it? What is going on? It's because they want to control. And they are in control. Liberty. The state of being free within society from oppression, restrictions imposed by authority and one on one's life, behavior, or political views. Now think about that. Let me read it again. This is just a dictionary definition. That's all it is. Liberty is the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. What happened yesterday when this whistleblower story came out? Immediately, Facebook, Twitter started censoring it, removing it. You could not see it because they hadn't fact-checked it yet. Yet, things that have been fact-checked and found to be wrong, they continue to allow out there. Russia, Russia, Russia. Censorship. But liberty, my friends, is always in the hands of the people. We've talked about many things that are being put upon us. And maybe you can name them more specific in your own life. But George Washington told us, and I said this yesterday, remember? And I used to quote it almost every show. If you've got it memorized, say it with me. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. I'd say a lot of it is unnecessary, but then again, liberty is always in the hands of the people. Thomas Jefferson told us, when once a republic, yes, my friends, we're a republic, not a democracy. He didn't say when once a democracy. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption, restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. Again, liberty is always in the hands of the people. November 3rd is Election Day. There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. That's Alexander Hamilton. Oh, the enthusiasm and the focus that our founding fathers had on liberty. How they wanted to be sovereign. They wanted to get away from the power of a king. He was telling them how to preach in the churches. He was telling them, he was taxing them. He was forcing them to sign licenses. They had to have a license from the state to preach. Oh, where have we gone, America? Who are we, America? Do you have the enthusiasm? Do you recognize that while we can blame the politicians for taking advantage of us, for plotting and scheming to get rich on our backs, for selling America down the drain, for sacrificing American lives, we could do that. But when you get right down to it, liberty was always in the hands of the people. We putted it away, and now we're paying. But November 3rd can be the beginning of the Republic to restore the liberty of the people. But it's in your hands. You have to get out and vote. You have to do it. You can't rely on Congress to do it. Look what a mess they are in right now, even with these hearings. Have you been watching the hearings? Oh, my gosh. I had a call this week. And they're very urgent. They're very concerned. And remember our friends, the Eagle of Iran? They're concerned about the election. Why? You know, I saw these rallies, and there's these huge rallies that are being put out for Donald Trump by the Cuban immigrants that are now citizens of this country. They don't want us to be socialists. They have come away from that. They don't want America to become what they left. The Eagle of Iran, they see the corruption around the world. America is the only hope. Donald Trump is the only president in the last numerous decades that has tried to bring peace in the Middle East, that has tried to bring peace around the world. Make America great again. America has got to be free and greater. We cannot bring peace. It's that simple. And we cannot do it without God. The Eagle of Iran wants you to know you need to vote for Donald Trump. They're promoting that. They're promoting. They want peace. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to share with you this writing. It is by Don Jans. He titled it, "This is Why Our Founders Overwhelmingly Rejected Being a Democracy." You know, a lot of people have bought into that, that's what we are. But we are a constitutional republic. That's how we were established. But we're being run as if we were a democracy. Amy Coney Barrett two days ago, said, "It's not the law of Amy, it's the law of the American people." And that's what the Democrats hate. She didn't say that part, I said that part. Don Jans says, "What we are witnessing in the United States today is democracy. This is what the collectivists, Marxists, communists, socialists, progressive, Democrat, all virtually the same, has always advocated." Now, I will stop there and tell him that there are many Republicans saying the same thing, and the conservative talk shows, the conservative networks, they've got a huge commercial with Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity and others that are standing there saying they're going to fight for the democracy. November 3rd, vote for democracy. No, don't. Vote for a republic. Okay? He goes on, "The left in the United States today is advocating democracy.
Democracy is a dictatorship of the majority that quickly becomes a dictatorship of the few over the many. Democracy always leads to tyranny. This is exactly what the left, the Democrats, have been advocating for the United States for years. Plato wrote in the Republic, "And so tyranny naturally arises out of democracy." The Founding Fathers despised democracies. They desired democratic principles, but not a democracy. Now, there's a big difference there. As Plato decrees above, in that quote, he says, "A democracy can easily be commandeered to establish a totalitarian state." The founders inherently understood that and wholly rejected forming a democracy. It has been observed by an honorable gentleman that a pure democracy, if it were practical, if it were participable, I can't say it, would be the most perfect government. Experience has proved that no position in politics is more false than this. The ancient democracies in which the people themselves deliberated never possessed one feature of good government. Their very character was tyranny, their figure deformity, and that was from Alexander Hamilton. The founders never used the words republic and democracy interchangeably. They had studied various forms and systems of government from throughout history. They looked at history in order to establish a system of government that would best deter a tyrant of a group of tyrants from denying God-given rights to Americans. The Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the Constitution do not use the term democracy to describe our form of government. Study them, folks. Furthermore, neither the Articles of Confederation nor the Constitution set up direct democracies. The authors of these founding documents disagreed on many points, but one point they all agreed wholeheartedly. The United States is not a democracy, never was, and never was intended to be. It is a republic. Alexander Hamilton asserted that we are now forming a republic form of government. Real liberty is not found in the extremes of democracy, but in moderate governments. If we incline too much to democracy, we shall soon shoot into a monarchy or some other form of dictatorship. Look what's happening here, America. Thomas Jefferson declared, "A democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. Benjamin Franklin had similar concerns of a democracy when he warned, "The democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote." After the Constitutional Convention was concluded in 1787, a bystander, Mrs. Powell, inquired of Franklin, "Well, doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" And Franklin said, "A republic, if you can keep it." John Adams, our second president, wrote, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself." James Madison, the father of the Constitution, wrote in Federal Paper Number 10 that pure democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been incompatible with personal security of the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths. Look at what we're fighting today, my friends. A republic protects the rights of the minority and those in power. A democracy gives the government total control over all rights. You know, it's a privilege now. This is why our founders were so insistent on declaring that our natural rights come from God and not from government, and include but are not limited to life, liberty, and the property or the right of individuals to pursue their own happiness. When government has control of natural rights,
The right to life comes under the control of the government, and government can declare, for instance, that if the life of an unborn child is deemed to be a nuisance and an inconvenience, the baby can be murdered. If speech, assembly, or religion, for instance, is deemed to be incompatible with those in control, they have the right to limit and outlaw their liberties. If the acquisition of property, including the right to pursue accomplishments and be rewarded for such, is deemed to be against the greater good of the common, or the commune, collective, or state, the masses have the right to destroy and take from the achiever. This is democracy, and it is what is being encouraged by the Democrats today. Well, everybody keeps saying it. The purpose of the Democrats is, again, to transform the United States into Marxist totalitarian state. I know. I have been saying this for years, and you have told me I am dead wrong. He's talking to another person here. Do you like what is happening, and do you still think I am dead wrong? And that comes from Don Jans. What is happening, America? You may not be a believer in God, but you have that right. Will you take my right to believe away from me because it's not the same as yours? Should Facebook censor everything that they see because it doesn't meet their agenda? It doesn't meet their narrative? Because they are pushing socialism. They don't really care about the isms. They want power and money. And they have the Democrats on their side. The Democrats tell you they're for the small businessman, but they're not. They're for the big tech companies, the large corporations, taking over the farms. Independent farming is gone. They want corporate farms, corporate ranches. And then we have HSUS and the ASPCA and the PETA group. They want all the animals taken and just to live in harmony in nature. Yeah, you see how well that works sometimes. Man was here to be in control of the wild, not the wild in control of the man. Democracy is a lie. Vote November 3rd for the Republic. President Donald Trump was said to have had a dark inauguration speech. In that inauguration speech, he said, "We will restore the Republic." We're not a democracy. That's mob rule. That's why they want to do away with the Electoral College, to keep rule America from having a voice, because your voice doesn't count. You don't have rights. Pelosi will tell you what your privileges are. They write those, not you. Hmm. Well, you're going to vote November 3rd. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. And we will be right back. I lay my heart on these
chests. Your name. As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead.
Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
American liberty is in the fight of our life, and we need a battle plan. Thomas Jefferson stated, "The tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared, and will continue to be so for many years to come." We're under a political monopoly, working against the Republic and calling the U.S. a democracy, which is mob rule. The battle plan has been given to us by Thomas Jefferson. When once a Republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. November 3rd, remove the corruption and evils of the Democrat socialism. From dog catcher to senator, vote out every Democrat. Once the Dems are severely rendered in the numbers, the Republican Party can no longer hide in silence. November 3rd, re-elect Donald Trump and give him the Congress we, the people, deserve. And let's bring America home. Radio. Don Jans is a very wise man, and he put it very well in that article. I want to tell you today that the Eagle of Iran called me, and they want you to know that America and the world need President Donald Trump. Every day, President Trump has undergone harsh lies and accusations. There was a coup against him. Daily, there is more evidence of another plot against him and against our American way of life. Even when putting America first, President Trump is working on peace around the world. Peace for America and peace for all. November 3rd is the day we will choose our commander-in-chief for the next 4 years. Joe Biden has been in government for 47 years and has gotten rich off the American people. President Donald Trump made his wealth as a working American, building and real estate. And since elected, Trump has lost one-third of his wealth, and given each paycheck to charity. The choice is obvious. It's obvious to the Eagle of Iran. Is it obvious to you? Let's continue to drain the swamp of all the Joe Bidens and re-elect President Donald Trump. Vote for President Donald Trump. If politics and propaganda are confusing, and let's look at some facts. Facts, promises made, and promises kept by President Donald Trump. America is now energy independent and now number one in oil production. President Donald Trump gives each paycheck to charity. I know I mentioned that before, but it's astonishing. He's the first maybe we had some early presidents that might have done that. He passed Invest in Opportunity Zones to help minorities. Biden promises prison reform while Joe Biden is hiding in his basement. President Donald Trump already did it. He already passed prison reform, giving Americans a second chance. Our vets were in trouble. President Trump passed the VA reform. President Trump negotiated new trade deals, putting America first and back to work. He's ending wars. Trump brought home 40 American-held captives. Did you know that? Trump told our NATO members to start paying their fair share.
Trump promises to hold China responsible for the pandemic. The choice, November 3rd, again. Vote for President Donald Trump and keep making America great. Americans, take heed. November 3rd is our election day. Before you go to vote, please listen. Listen every day to CSC Talk Radio. The Eagle of Iran wants you to know. Iranian Americans know full well about corruption and how playing politics can ruin a nation and it oppresses its people. There is a history that cannot be denied. President Donald J. Trump has been doing his best to overcome the corruption in our nation and end these never-ending wars abroad. When Iran was overthrown back in 1979, America was to blame. The Iranian people are still suffering today because of what we did. American Iranians know this. They also know that President Trump is the first president in decades trying to bring peace throughout the world. To this date, President Donald Trump has been nominated for 4 Nobel Peace Prizes. The world knows he, President Donald J. Trump, is a man seeking peace. America, let's continue peace. The Eagle of Iran wants you to know that they request you to re-elect President Donald J. Trump. Retire Biden from politics. He needs retired, doesn't he? I have in here in my hands, I mentioned to you yesterday that I know things, I hear things because of where I'm at. But this has been going viral, and I'm surprised it hasn't been censored, and maybe it has been by now. But there's a whistleblower. There's a whistleblower that is coming out with evidence, and it has not hit the airways yet, not in the big screens, that there's more to the Benghazi murders of our men there, and there's more to the SEAL Team 6 that killed Osama bin Laden, and then all died in a helicopter crash, a helicopter hit. Things are coming out. And I can't tell what they are, but there are many people that the names you will recognize, and one happens to be running for president now that was vice president once upon a time during that time. It's astonishing. It's amazing. And unfortunately, it's not shocking. Hillary Clinton's involved. Some of our Congress people were involved. We saw yesterday about the Hunter Biden issues and his corruption with China and with the Ukraine. And now we find out that his father knew, not only knew about it, he had met secretly with some of those leaders. Biden is rich. He is filthy rich. America is facing a pandemic. And we have so many people that are afraid and that are scared and telling you to lock yourself up and to keep masks on. And some Vice President Biden was wearing 2 masks. A century ago, I shared this with you yesterday, during the Spanish flu pandemic, and this was back in 1919, Americans were forced to wear masks. It was mandatory. It was an ordinance, just like the ones we have today. Those aren't laws, they are ordinances. You know that, right? Many Americans accepted them and many others did not. I guess I would fall in that not. This was out of the state of California. And they rebelled. And in January of 1919, 5,000 members of a newly formed anti-mask league of San Francisco gathered to call for the mayor's resignation if he didn't repeal the mask order. 5 days later, guess what he did? He repealed the mask order. Later, years later, science vindicated the decision in the end. A year later, it was just a year later, a study found that the compulsory mask use likely had no effect on the curbing of the Spanish flu. They are finding that out with the pandemic as well. We have over 6,000 scientists and doctors now signing petitions to end the lockdowns, to stop them. Yet Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Kamala, all the Democrats are telling you, wear your masks. We shouldn't even be here working. as far as their hearing with Judge Amy Coney Barrett. America, liberty is always in the hands of the people. Do you have a thirst and a hunger for liberty, for independence? All these social programs they have put, oh, they might help here and there, hither and yonder. But they have confined us. They have restricted us. They have kept America from being prosperous. If America was allowed to prosper, we'd see some of these things disappear. Healthcare wouldn't be so expensive anymore if people were prospering, would it? I mean, we the people prospering, not Big Pharma. They're prospering just fine. Liberty, November 3rd. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. Do you want to be a republic? Or do you want to stand on that crazy thing called democracy, mob rule, where you lose all your rights and only have privileges given to you by Congress? Let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.